So let's read with language of your choice.
好，预备，请。
When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him. Aaron answered them, Take up the gold earring that your wives, your sons, and your daughters are wearing, and bring them to me. So all the people took up their earrings and brought them to Aaron. They took that what he handed him and made it into an idol cast in the shape of a calf, fashioning it with a tool. Then he said, There are your gods, Israel, who brought you out from Egypt.
好，我们教会今年度的主题是健康成长。
Our theme for this church calendar year is healthy growth.
我很喜欢这个主题。
I like this one.
因为我相信当教会健康了，我们自然就会成长，会复兴。你们同意吗？
If church is healthy, for sure it will grow. Do you agree?
Oh. 然而我们要怎么样才能够知道我们是否健康呢？绝对不是我们认为我们自己健康就健康了。
However, how do we know we are healthy, not just according to our own opinion?
最简单的方式就是做健康检查。
The simplest way is to have a physical exam.
那等各样的检查报告都出来的时候，就能够评估，正确的评估我们有没有需要改进的地方。例如，那个血糖啊，血压啊，这个肝脏功能等等。
With lab tests, once results available, then we can correctly gauge whether there is room improvement, such as blood pressure, glucose, and liver function tests.
我们当中有没有三高的？有没有
？So anyone has high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and high blood sugar.
年纪大了，很多的问题都出来了哈，都找到这个问题，然后我们要对症下药来解决这些问题，那就健康了。
First, correct diagnosis and treatment to improve our health.
那同样的，我们来思想教会是否健康。也要做健康检查。
Similarly, our church needs to be healthy, so we need also a physical exam.
我们要来找出问题的所在，然后对症下药来克服困难，同意吗
？So we need to diagnose the problem, then correct accordingly. Agree?
那问题是我们不是专业人士，又没有足够的专业知识来做出正确的判断、评估或诊断，那我们怎么办呢？
Though we're not professional, we don't have enough knowledge to diagnose, judge, or evaluate correctly. Then what to do?
不过我们可以借着经常的自我评估练习，不断的求进步，慢慢我们就可以来反省，来找出我们自己的问题了。
But through self-awareness exercise, constantly improving, then we can be on top of our problem.
这是最简单的方法。
So that's the easy way.
好，我们来练习一下。
Let's do some exercise.
好。有一支棒球跟一个球棒，两个加起来呢是要一块，十分，一块钱十分美元。
So a baseball and a bat cost $1.10.
好，那棒球，这个球棒，这个棒子呢，球棒比球贵一块钱。那请问这个球要多少钱
？Bat costs $1 more than baseball. How much is the ball cost?
十cent，好，有人不理我，有人说十cent，好，十cent的举手。
So it's ten cents. Raise your hand.
八个、九个，然后呢，还有没有不举手的是多少
？So what about?
啊
，Okay. So ten cents and five cents.
哦，有 five cent, ten cents. 正确答案是 five cents.
Correct answer is five cents.
因为我们的这个球棒呢，比棒球贵一块钱。那如果说球棒是一块的话，那这个球呢是十cent，那加起来其实不对。如果十cent的话，等于加起来是一块二了，因为贵一块嘛，所以是正确答案是五cent，是对的。
So correct answer is five cents.
那我们再练习一下，因为这个听说哈佛的大学里面有一半的人都答错，所以你答错也没有关系，你还是可以进哈佛的。
So rumor has a Harvard student answered 50%.
我们当中还有比哈佛聪明的，还不错。
So we're 50% better than Harvard.
来，我们再练习一下哈。好，慈爱的上帝啊，再加上善良的信徒，等于怎么会变成罪恶的世界呢
？So another one, loving God plus good Christian equal to sinful world.
怎么？出了什么问题了
？So what's wrong？
我们再找一个问题哈。好。
So another one。
优秀的牧师加上忠心的同工，再加上宏伟的教堂，等于教会复兴。
So what about excellent preacher, faithful co-worker, plus great building equal to church revival?
是不是我们都这样认为嘛？是不是？哎，好像也不是这样。
It doesn't seem so.
那到底出了什么问题了？
Then what's wrong?
另外一个我们刚刚所读的经文，我们看见当时以色列人从埃及到迦南，正常的距离呢，走四天就走得到了。那
Also, the distance between Egypt and Canaan is about 4 days' walk.
那就算他们派探子12个探子去然后呢，偷偷摸摸、躲躲藏藏来回来回这样子40天，但是百姓怎么走了40年？这个数学有一点奇怪到底是出了什么问题？
So the 12 scouts took covert reconnaissance incognito, spent 40 days round trip, but Israel took 40 years. There must be some problems.
所以我们要从圣经他当时的记载当中，我们来看出到底问题出在哪里。
So we will learn from Bible as a model for church growth.
来作为检视我们今天教会的健康指标。
To examine the model for church health.
好，我们知道当时摩西带领以色列百姓他经过十灾克服困难，终于成功的带领以色列百姓能够到旷野，在那边自由的敬拜神了。
Moses led Israel out of Egypt through so many hardships in order to freely worship their God.
那这是他们出埃及的目的，就是能够在那里敬拜神。
So that's the purpose of their exodus.
但是没想到在那边他们竟然令人跌破眼镜，就是他们这时候却造出金牛犊来崇拜。
Then they worship the golden calf, jaw-dropping style.
那这个事件当中，我们看见至少他们有三个问题，他们出三方面，他们出了问题。
Through this event, we can see three areas of problem.
第一个问题是他们对自己是自我中心的。
Number one, towards themselves, self-centered.
来读第一节。
So let's read verses one.
请。
When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, Come, make us gods, we will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him.
当时摩西带领以色列百姓过了红海之后，结果摩西他跑去山上亲近神，领受使命。经过40昼夜，百姓在山下等候，就开始不耐烦了。
After Moses led Israel across the Red Sea, they went up to mountain to receive oracle from God. After 40 days and 40 nights, the people became impatient at the bottom.
于是他们就聚在一起，跑去找亚伦。
So they gathered around Aaron.
他不是去关心摩西的生命安危，而是他们在乎自己的前途，关心自己的命运，以自己的需要得满足为前提。
They care not about the well-being of Moses, but their own future and fate. They put self-satisfaction as priority.
他们就是希望有人或是有神继续祝福他们前面的道路不管阿猫阿狗都好，只要可以带来他们的好处就行了。
As long as someone or any God to lead and bless them.
所以现在他们只在乎自己能够未来有更好的生活，来达到他们自私的目的。那不管过程怎么样都可以接受了。
They care only about their own future for better life, regardless the process, the end justifies the means.
那我们来想一想，这就像今天许多人到庙里烧香拜佛，不管他是什么神明身世来路不明的神明甚至自己发明编造雕刻出来都行，只要能给他们带来好处就行了。
Many people go to Buddhist temple, burn incense, it doesn't matter which Buddha, just ask for favor.
于是我们看见这样的神明到处都是。
So Buddhas are everywhere.
那等到这个神明不灵验了，不听话了，就把它劈了。那另外再换一座神明来拜看看，来供奉。
If they can't find favor in this Buddha, they often destroy the graven image and went to another Buddha.
在台湾的海边、河边经常可以找到很多断手断脚被扔弃的这些神明偶像。
All around Taiwan, near seashores or riverbanks, it's common to spot discarded effigies with broken arms and legs.
为什么呢？因为他们拜了之后，不是因为这个基督教大复兴不是的，是因为他们拜了没有效之后，把它劈了，然后扔了然后再换一个来拜
So they're out of favor. They went to another one.
所以制造神秘偶像的这个店铺 还是生意兴隆，供不应求，你说多么讽刺。
So however, the business is booming for idol shop, demand more than supply. How ironic.
那今天我们外面，对我们来讲，可能大部分的人都没有供奉什么偶像。不过我们想看看，我们心中是否有一尊呢？
We may not outwardly worship idols, but what about idols in our heart?
倘若我们信主的目的只是为了个人的好处，根本不管别人的需要，只在乎自己所信的神是否能够给自己带来各样的好处与福气，只为了满足自己的欲望，追求世界的享乐，那请问跟这些贪婪的以色列人又有什么区别呢？
If we came to the Lord for our own advantage, no regards for the needs of others, all about our own blessing and benefits, worldly pleasure, then we are no different than those greedy Israelites.
好，我们来找出以色列人他们自我中心的根源在哪里。原来是他们性急跟自私是他们的根源。
Impatience and selfishness are the root of Israelites' problem.
他们没有耐心，无法再等下去，并且用自己的方法来解决问题，达到他们个人自私的目的。
They have no patience to wait any longer. They wanted their own way for their own gain.
他们在那等摩西四十天了，还迟迟不下山。他们根本不在乎摩西现在的死活，他只在乎能够赶紧得到祝福，快快的享受好处。
When Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they cared less about his well-being, all about their own blessing and benefits.
那这些百姓忘记了神当初呼召他们、带领他们出埃及的目的，乃是有一个重要的使命，要去成就上帝的计划。
They forgot why God called them out of Egypt. It was for them to fulfill God's plans and mission.
那上帝的计划呢，绝不是要 让他们去享受他们个人的、生活、所以。但是这些人的重点不是在神的旨意得到成就，而是他们自己的欲望得到满足。
Not about their own pleasure, their priority was no longer God's will, but self-gratification.
于是他们就处处想到自己的需要。
Therefore, they only thought about their own needs.
要用自己的方法来成就，达到自己的目标，这就是典型的自我中心。
So they want their own way through their this typical of self-centeredness.
那我们也来自行自我检视一下我们内心的光景。
What about condition of our hearts?
我们是否因为当我们信主之后，就如同脱离罪恶捆绑，仿佛出了埃及。
Once we accept the Lord, no more bondage of sin, just like leaving Egypt.
但是我们出了埃及之后，是不是仍在用自己的期待的方法来满足个人自私的人生目标呢？
However, we still relying on our own way to fulfill our own selfish goals in life.
我们是否是为了追求更舒适的生活与享乐，而不在乎神对我们生命中的带领呢？
Are we only after better life and pleasure, care less about guidance from God?
我认识一些人，他们不信主的原因说，我们这些不信的人呢，我们只抓这些外面的东西啊。然后呢，你们信主的人，有些人呢，上帝这边要抓，外面也要抓。
So someone complained, the non-believer only care about worldly thing, but for Christian, not only we care about worldly thing, but spiritual thing.
所以我们要自我的省察，我们有没有这样的自我中心呢？
So we need to examine ourselves whether we are self-centered.
自我中心的人呢，有一个特色，就是他常常会对自己有一个错误的评价。
Self-centered person often come to the wrong conclusion.
例如这些以色列人，他们对自己没有足够的信心，认为自己打不过那些人高马大的迦南人。
These Israelites were not confident to conquer Canaan, regard Canaan as giants.
哇，他看对方像巨人一样，哇，自己像什么蚱蜢一样。
And themselves as grasshoppers.
但事实证明，迦南人根本没有他们想象那么的恐怖。
In fact, Canaanites were no threats.
而且他们只要靠神的能力就能够得胜了。
As long as God was on their side, they can win.
所以一个 以神为中心的人，他就不会高看自己或低估自己，会把自己看得合乎中道。
A self-centered person will not over or underestimate him or herself.
因为他们的焦点是在神而不是自己。
Since the focus is on God.
罗马书十二章第三节是这样说。
So Romans 12 verses 3.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
请。
For by the grace given me, I said to every one of you, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you.
把自己看得合乎中道，乃是要完全依靠神的生活方式，那个焦点是专注在神自己，而不是在自己身上。
It's a lifestyle totally relying on God, focusing on God, not on ourselves.
这样我们就可以活出一个健康、一个精彩的人生。
This way we can live a healthy, wonderful life.
因此，倘若我们要让自己的灵命健康、人生精彩，你就要成为一个以神为中心的人，而不要成为一个自我为中心的人。
If you want a healthy spiritual life, you need to be a God-centered person, not a self-centered person.
第二个是他们对领袖，他没有给予支持。
Secondly, toward the leader, not being supportive.
让我们一起来读第二节。
So let's read verses 2.
请。
Aaron answered them, take off the gold earring that your wives, your sons, and your daughters are wearing and bring them to me. So all of the people took off their earring and brought them to Aaron.
亚伦在这个时候呢，他忘记这个自己的身份。他不是真正的领袖，摩西才是真正的领袖。
Aaron overstepped. He was not the leader. Moses was.
亚伦是摩西的助手，在这个时刻呢，应该要安抚群众，让他们稍安勿躁，耐心等候，继续拥护支持领袖才是。
He was assistant to Moses. He should calm the crowd to be patient and support the leaders.
况且他过去在与亚玛利人征战的时候，摩西在山上举手祷告，手发沉。亚伦那时候跟户珥，他就一人扶一边，扶着他的手。他曾经自己经历过这样支持领袖，可是现在却没有这样做。
Besides, when they fought Amalekite, as Moses' hands grew tired praying, Aaron and Hur held his hands up, supporting the leader. Now Aaron did not support Moses.
他不但没有支持摩西，他甚至还扯他后腿，自作主张。
Instead, he put the rug from under and made his own decision.
不过这也难怪，因为人心就是这样子。
Actually, it's human nature.
当众人跑来挺护亚伦的时候，当有得到拥护的时候，那时候试探也来了。
When people gathered around Aaron, trials and temptation came also.
因为他觉得摩西不在时，哇，群龙无首，说不定他可以暂时来当一下领袖，过过瘾。
Since Moses was nowhere to be found, it would be his time to lead.
那尤其现在又有群众基础，啊，简直是最绝佳的时机，天时地利人和都有了。
Especially with the crowd behind him, all the stars were aligned.
然后我们中国历史当中每一个改朝换代不都是这样子吗？
So timing is everything.
于是呢，为了讨好这些群众，他就照着群众所要的擅自主张，对那些挺护他的人下达命令。他乃是另起炉灶，另立领袖，这样的行径是极其不对的。
To ingratiate the crowd as they pleased, he made his own mind to give order to them, acting as a new leader, it was totally inappropriate.
我在北美华人教会当中服事超过21年哈。那我发现有一个非常特别的现象。
I served more than 20 years. There is a special phenomenon among North American churches today.
就是在各地的北美华人教会的信徒当中，总是有一大群卧虎藏龙之辈。
So many talented and faithful Christians serve in Chinese church.
他们不但有恩赐才干，他们又忠心爱主。理论上，这些优秀的精英同工可以带来教会极大的祝福。
Supposedly a tremendous blessing to the church.
但是偏偏在这群人当中呢，总是有少数不够敏锐，而忽略了撒旦在教会的破坏工作。
However, there are few lacking discernment about sabotage by Satan in churches.
最明显的就是被利用来攻击教会领袖，甚至取代教会领袖而不自知。
And are used by Satan as a vehicle to attack church leaders, even unknowingly usurp the leadership role.
这就造成教会的亏损。
Inflict damage to the church.
这样的故事到处都有，也常常听到，这不足为奇。
It seemed to happen everywhere and often, nothing new.
但是一个更奇怪的一个现象是一般教会的回应。
But the common response from church is very extraordinary.
一般会众对这样的事情的回应总是说，哦，教会问题啊，不要说出去，不要讲，哦，怕人家跌倒，哦，大家心照不宣就好了。
So we like to keep it to ourselves, not to stumble others.
这是鸵鸟心态，这不能够解决问题。
But it's just glazing over the issue without resolution.
我认为我们不但不要逃避去面对这样的现实，反而要以健康的心态来面对教会问题。
We should face up the reality with a healthy mentality to resolve the issue.
尤其是在支持教会领袖上，这乃是为着神的缘故，因为这些教会的牧者、传道人乃是神亲自选召、拣选、设立的，而不是人自己另立的。
Remind us that God calls leaders to the church, not men.
所以，就算我们当中有任何一个人，无论他再怎么优秀，再有多大的能力，都不要成为无知的亚伦来取代真正的领袖摩西，做出伤害教会、羞辱神的事。
Regardless our ability, we should never be like Aaron, ignorant and usurp leadership.
至于其他的以色列百姓呢？他们有真正支持摩西这个领袖吗？
What about other Israelites? Do they wholeheartedly support their leaders?
我们知道亚伦不支持领袖，可是百姓也有责任啊！那些百姓也好不到哪里去。
So there's responsibility on the Israelites' part.
当然没有错，亚伦他可能是无知啊，也可能是被撒旦利用啊也好。就算他越权，他取代了领袖的地位，但是其他百姓居然没有人出来制止，或是起来力挺这个啊真正的领袖摩西。
Regardless the ignorance of Aaron, or he was used by Satan to usurp the authority, none of the Israelites there came forward to stop him and support the real leader, Moses.
实际上他们根本不关心摩西的死活。
They care less about Moses, for God.
他们忘记了当时摩西如何带领他们出埃及，一路走过来，那经历那十灾神迹奇事，应该历历在目才对啊！竟然没有人记得，没有人纪念摩西为他们所做的一切。
Forgot how he had led them out of Egypt, didn't even remember the many signs and wonders along the way.Neither what Moses has done for them.
那不但如此呢，他们还提议要另立领袖，并且盲从领袖。
Furthermore, they suggest a new leadership and follow blindly.
你说当亚伦他对他们说，你们去摘下你们妻子儿女耳上的金环拿来给我。哎，这些百姓呢就都摘下这些他们的耳环、金环，拿来给亚伦了。
When Aaron told them, "Take off your gold rings and bring them to me." They followed his order.
全部他们都照这样去做了，因此众百姓在这罪上也有份。
So therefore, they were accomplices.
所以今天我们要检视我们自己，我们教会是否健康，是否能够走在相同的目标上。
So we should examine ourselves if we desire church health growth as our common goal.
我们唯有全力，全体的会众全力支持教会领袖。
The congregation should support church leader wholeheartedly.
那也许我们会问说，哎，万一这个领袖他真的做得不好呢？
You may say, what if the leader is no good?
的确，我们知道世上没有一个完全人，包括任何一位领袖也都不完全。
Indeed, nobody is perfect, church leader included.
他们也都是罪人，也会有做不好的地方。
So leaders are sinners with areas to desire.
不过他们既然被神拣选呼召，就有神特别的目的。
Since leaders are called and selected by God with special purpose,
而我们唯一要做的就是顺服，就是支持。
Our job is to obey and support.
况且，这些领袖将来要面对神更大的审判，神会以更高的标准来要求他们。
God will judge church leaders more harshly with higher standard.
以摩西为例，你看，不管摩西过去做了几百件的好事，他只有在一件小事上，就是在寻的旷野当中击打磐石。神要他吩咐磐石，可是他用击打磐石，没有尊主为圣，得罪了神，这样就不能够进入应许之地。
Moses did numerous wonderful things, except he once disobeyed God to strike the rock instead of speak to the God. God was offended, and he could not enter the promised land.
因为人的标准可以将功赎罪，但是神对领袖的管教太严厉了，他的期待太大了，他的要求标准实在是太高了。
Man can take the good with the bad, but God is very strict to leaders, disciplined with high expectations.
所以要当领袖容不容易啊？你要不要试看看？
Do you want to be a church leader?
难怪有人说真是领袖难为。
So it says so difficult to be a leader.
其实我要讲更重要是好领袖更难为。
It is very hard to be a good leader.
不好的领袖很容易做到的。
But not so hard to be a bad one.
因为他只要顺着民意做人油滑一点，不要有原则，见风转舵像墙头草两边倒，这样就好了，太容易了。亚伦就是这样的领袖嘛。
So as long as you cater to the pin and the pole, go with the flow without principle, Aaron was such a leader.
但是摩西不是这样子的。
Moses was different.
真正的好领袖，他会有使命感与责任心。
So he cared about God's mission.
他在乎的是神的托付，他所关心的是他所带领的群众。
To care for his people.
这就是为什么摩西要在山上那里祷告，在那里谨慎的来领受神给他的托付跟得着神给他的能力。
He went up to the mountain responsively praying and receiving mission and power.
并且他有能力并且他有爱心与耐心来多次为着悖逆的这些百姓来代祷。
He patiently prayed for rebellious people time after time.
你说像这样的好领袖真是值得我们去尊重去支持的是不是？
He deserved the respect and support as a leader.
又没有理我，是不是？像这样摩西这样好行动，是不是值得所有的会众、所有的人来支持他呢
？Should we support a leader like Moses? Yes.
Yes. Yes. 好，那我再问你们：倘若你们的牧师愿意朝这个方向去努力，你们愿意支持他吗
？So if your pastor working just like Moses, supporting him or not? Yes.
有三个愿意哈。
So three.
你们如果愿意的话。但是你们要注意了，他有可能做事不够圆滑，做人不够油滑，可能不会说你想听的好话来讨你喜悦，这样你还会支持他吗
？So if the pastor not according to opinion poll, are you still supporting him? Yes.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们教会有希望了哈。
So there's hope.
但是这个还不够，这个问题虽然不是我们的，不过我们还有地方三方面是对上帝错误的认识。
Also to our God wrong understanding.
好，我们一起来读第四节，来，预备。
So verses four, he took what they had handed him and made it into an idol cast in the shape of a calf, fashioning it with a tool. Then they said, "These are your gods, Israel, who brought you out of Egypt."
当时的以色列百姓他们认为说摩西所介绍这位自有永有的神好像有一点不大方便、啊、
To Israelite, the God Moses served was a bit inconvenient.
因为人不知道他住在什么地方又看不见他要找他了 不大容易。
I could not see, didn't know where he lives, difficult to find.
那假如有一位很方便他们随时都能够看得见的神然后又不能够太粗俗太廉价、啊、最好用贵重的金子打造而成然后摆在他们面前他们想随时想要敬拜就可以去敬拜、啊、不想敬拜的时候就不用敬拜你看这样上帝多方便、啊、
They wanted that God could be seen anytime also not too cheap or ordinary so they fashioned an idol with gold visible and available to worship according to their convenience
其实我们看今天许多人对上帝的认识与敬拜的观念也是这样子的。
Similarly, today, many have the same concept to worship God.
他们总是想办法为自己铸造一个能方便自己需要的神，可以随叫随到，可以不断的满足自己个人自私贪婪的需求。
They desire convenience, a God available anytime and satisfy their needs.
至少他们还算谦卑，他们没有自封自己为神。
Some are still humble, do not call themselves God.
不过当他们敬拜自己手里所造出来的神，在某种层次的理解上，其实也就是在自己在崇拜自己。
However, they worship God fashioned by their own workmanship. In some way, they are worshiping themselves.
因为这些偶像他们亲手造出来的，他们可以造神呢，表示他们比神还大。
Since they made this idol, they could make God. They were greater than God.
那换一句话说，他们就是自己在当神啊。
They are God.
好不好
？Is that good?
好啊，今天我们很多人不就是这样子吗
？So many are like that.
更让人受不了的是，这些以色列不但呢用自己的方法造神，他还呢认贼为父，拜那个金牛犊偶像，说：“这个就是这个，就是带领我们出埃及的这位上帝。”
Moreover, this Israelite fashioned idol over on tool called the golden calf, God of Israel, who brought them up out of Egypt. They forgot the true mighty God. They rejected the authority of the Creator.
那今天我们看见世人也是如此的，不但不接受造物主的权柄与地位，却自己要造出他们心中的神，认为这就是祝福他们的神。
So many fashion their own God, regard them as gods to bless and keep them.
那许多人呢，病得医治或是大难不死之后，就大方的捐钱盖庙啊，说是就是神明保佑啊，他们不去信靠这位创造全能、创造生命的主宰，却以自己错误的方式来打造另外一个有限的神明，并且将一切的功劳都归给他。
Many people survived disaster or serious illness, donated lavishly to build temples and worship idols that had so-called blessed them. They erred in not knowing the real Creator, but believing in God limited by effigy and temple. Give glory to them.
这就是人的无知以及对上帝错误的认识。
How ignorant in their knowledge of God.
那在今天虽然我们没有制造金牛犊在那里膜拜，但是在生活上我们是否也常常为自己打造一个心目中的偶像，认为上帝就应该是这样子，上帝就应该是那样子。
So even we do not worship golden calf, but in our life, are we building an idol in our heart or limit God as such just to satisfy our own needs in work, promotion, healing, etc.?
许多人认为说上帝存在的目的不就是要满足人类的需要吗？
So God exists to satisfy our needs.
那可以让我们找到工作，可以让我们升官发达，可以让我们病得医治等等。
So in work, promotion, and healing, etc.
那若是这样的话，我们是否也在同样打造一个神，那是特意为人的需要而量身定做的神，然后说这就是我们要的神？
If so, we are fashioning a God catered to our special needs, then we call it our God.
所以这就是为什么我们常有人责怪说，上帝啊，为什么你让世界这么多的悲剧发生？为什么不去拯救那些因天灾人祸丧生的？上帝应该像蝙蝠侠、超人一样，随叫随到，像电影情节一样啊，在最紧张时刻再出现，然后解救人们，改变局势，带来世界和平才对啊。
Some blame God for allow tragedy to happen in the world.Not saving people perish in disaster. God should be like Batman or Superman, showing up at the nick of time to save people and bring peace to the world.
如果你同样有这样的一个想法的话，那你跟他们一样，这就是对神认识的曲解。
Are you like these people? This is misconception about God.
请不要误会，我不是说我们信神之后，我们不能够求神满足我们的需要。而是更重要的，我们应该去降服在神的主权当中，愿意凡事都信靠顺服他的带领。
There is nothing wrong to ask God for our needs, but more important is to submit to His authority, obey His will to lead us in everything.
另外，我们也许多人常常曲解神的慈爱，忽略神的公义。
Some emphasize mercies of God but neglect His righteousness.
他们所打造出来的神呢，就是指那位无条件接纳他们软弱，一再给予机会，不断赐下祝福，赐下恩典，绝对不是那个轻慢不得、赏罚分明的神。于是他们就肆无忌惮的我行我素，反正上帝有够用的恩典，尽量犯罪，上帝会赦免的，尽量犯罪。
Some emphasize mercy of God but neglect His righteousness. They fashion a God who willunconditionally accept their weakness, provide unlimited chance and blessing. They live as they wished. They don't believe God cannot be mocked.
因为无论你犯什么罪，神一定会赦免你的。
Because God will forgive you unconditionally.
于是他们灵命就没有成长，他们生命一塌糊涂，仍活在罪中，藐视神的救恩啊！这就是对神错误的认识。
Therefore, they never grow spiritually, make a mess of their life, still live in sin, trivialize grace of God.
还有人认为上帝对上帝错误的认识呢，狂妄的狂傲的以为说上帝要祝福他啊，如果上帝不祝福他，就不是一个慈爱的啊，不值得信靠的上帝啊。
Some even arrogantly demand God to bless them, otherwise God is not merciful, not worthy of worship.
所以很多的成功神学就讲到说，哎，我们信主就是要得好处的。
So this is the essence of prosperity.
那甚至有人这样说，哎，上帝要给白白给我救恩，还要看我要不要啊？要不要给他面子啊？就好像有人要送你礼物，你要看你要不要接受。
Some even quip, God's grace is free. I am giving God a favor to accept Jesus as my Savior.
那 我要看我要不要给上帝面子啊？我要不要接受上帝耶稣做我救主？哎，所以这个口气听起来好像自己跟上帝一样大，甚至自己就是神，不是吗？
So they boast as if they were equal to God or proclaim, I am God.
所以他说救恩没有用，除非我接受他。哇，把自己弹得很高，是不是？
So there's no grace.
所以让我们来检视我们自己，我们对上帝的认识到底是怎么样。
So we have to examine what's our understanding of God.
我希望我们当中没有这样的人，对上帝有错误的曲解。
I hope no such people among us.
最后，以色列当年的问题，我相信也成为我们今天的借鉴与提醒。
So the issue of Israel should remind us.
我们看见他们之所以不能够马上进入迦南，却花了四十年在那里旷野磨练，问题就出在他们个人的自我中心，他们不能够支持领袖，以及他们对神有错误的认识。
So that's the reason Israel couldn't enter the promised land immediately, instead spending 40 years in the wilderness, the gist self-centeredness, not supporting their leaders, misconception about God.
那我们也来想一想，我们是否也犯同样的错误呢？
We should reflect on these issues, not commit the same mistake.
当以色列百姓克服这些问题，神的管教就停住了。最后，他们终究还是进入了神为他们预备的应许之地。
Once Israel overcame this issue, God no longer disciplined them, eventually allowed them into the promised land.
那我们来看我们教会，从1981年成立到现在，再过两个月就要迈向第38年了。
Our church was established in 1981. In 2 months, we will be here for 38 years.
那假如神要管教我们，像以色列人百姓在四十年的旷野煎熬，那我们也快通过考验了，是不是？
So Israel, I wonder in wilderness for 40 years, being disciplined and suffered, we should be close to being ready into promised land.
想一想，我们要准备要进入那个应许美地啦。
So are we ready to enter the promised land?
但问题是我们预备好要承受这属灵的祝福吗？
Are we ready to receive the spiritual blessing?
还是我们目前的问题还是一大堆呢？
Or we still have issues to settle?
倘若我们要经历复兴，我们一定要先找出影响我们健康成长的问题。
So in order for church to have healthy growth, first we need to locate the area needed to be addressed.
有没有什么我们需要被提醒？有没有什么我们需要被对付的？
So something need to be reminded or to be dealt with.
教会不是指这个建筑物，教会乃是你我每一个人。
Church is not a building, but a gathering of congregants, you, everyone here.
为什么你生活会感到苦毒，没有喜乐呢？到底问题出在哪里？
Why do you feel bitter without joy? What's the problem?
为什么你传福音没有果效，别人都不听你的？问题出在哪里？
Why do you spread the gospel but not bearing fruit? What's the problem?
为什么你当年那样火热，但现在那个热忱慢慢消灭了？到底问题出在哪里？
Why are you less fervent for God in your heart? What's the problem?
为什么你看到别人读圣经都很有亮光，但你读圣经都没有亮光？到底问题在哪里？
Why there's no enlightenment reading Bible?
我们要找出我们的根源，我们的问题的根源。并且克服它之后，我相信我们就能够越来越健康了。
There are all problems, and the origin of this problem, once we find it and overcome it, we will become healthier and healthier.
所以求主来帮助我们，都做一个彻底的健康检查，以真正来找出我们真正的问题所在，并且去解决、去克服它，以至于我们都能够成为一个健康成长的教会，好吗？
So let us, may God bless us, let us have a thorough physical exam to find the root of our problem and to conquer and solve them so our church can have healthy growth.
我们求圣灵来光照我们，看见我们里面有什么隐藏的问题。
So may Holy Spirit shine on us for our hidden problem.
来光照我们，让我们找到问题，让我们愿意在神面前，我们来克服，并且我们成为一个健康的肢体。
Shed light to be healthy to overcome.
让我们用这首歌来回应。
So let's respond with this song, Cleanse Me. Let's arise.
Come, Joe, 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 like